This is all part of what came through about a month ago regarding the fact that these corporations, these government organizations, these like even nonprofits, they're all going to need somebody who's vibrating at 5D. People are going to demand higher frequency things, products, services. Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, we'll be talking all about how to maintain a sense of balance on your ascension journey. This is a topic that has been big on my mind lately, and I can't wait to dive right into it with you. Hello, my dear, beautiful soul family. Whew, it has been an incredible start to March, and here we are already a few days into the month. I hope you enjoyed the monthly energy update, and in today's episode, I will be really diving a little bit deeper into one of the main topics for this month, and it's really interesting how it all came out and how all these synchronicities piled up in front of me, and I thought, okay, I'm getting this. You know, sometimes spirit really just creates all kinds of witnesses that's and validations for you. And it's nice. It's nice when that happens, right? You're like, oh, this is all making complete sense. But before we dive into that, I just want to give you a little report on my trip to Lemurian lands of Kauai and the Big Island. So many people I connected with, so much powerful energy came through, and it felt so invigorating for me. I really, really needed the trip because it just brought me that just dose of rest, relaxation, but also activation at the same time. Connecting with my soul family in person is one of my very, very favorite things to do, in addition to connecting with Gaia, and that is definitely what happened on this trip. If you were in my community, you know I got to share all kinds of things with you in there. And if you're not in my community, why aren't you in my community? It's a great place to be. You get almost play-by-play, day-by-day reports from me about grid work and about all things energetics. And of course, we just had our live monthly energy update that takes place the first Sunday of every month. And if you're part of my community, you get to be there. In fact, even as I close out with that trip, I'm already looking forward to my trip to the UK and gathering with more of you there. So for those of you who are not aware, I will be holding a Star Mothers Worldwide retreat in addition to a channeling and light language workshop that is open to the general public. And that will take place on Friday, May 3rd. So check out the link below if you are in the area. I would love to co-create with you, even if you decide you want to travel to the magical lands of Avebury and Glastonbury with me. Let's do it. Let's go. So much incredible energy awaits us. All right, so leaning into the topic for today, many of you know that I've been exploring a book called The Hathor Material, written by Tom Kenyon, actually channeled by him. It is absolutely a channeled text. He brings forth in first person the voice of the Hathors, an interdimensional group of light beings who are a little bit further, a lot further on the ascension path than we are, and bring their wisdom. And as I was reading that last month, many of you heard me kind of be surprised, but not really surprised, that I had brought through the information and the topics for February. One of them was emotional body activation, 5D emotional body. And lo and behold, I had read the Hathor material the week after that message came through, and there was the topic of emotions and feelings, and it all tied in and taught me so much that I needed to know for the one-on-one sessions that I was holding during the month of February. But then something even more incredible happened. I don't even think it's incredible. It's like, it's the new norm. Why am I even surprised? So I brought through the topics for March, and you all heard those. One of them being all things related to relationships. I knew relationships were going to be at the forefront. Well, not a week after I had brought that message through and recorded that podcast episode, did I open the Hathor material and move forward into subsequent chapters. And guess what happened? let me tell you, there is a chapter that I will be quoting from. And the chapter is chapter 5, if you have the book, which I assume many of you grabbed it, either had it already or you bought it when I recommended it, because I'm not kidding you, it's such an amazing book. Chapter 5 is called The Pyramid of Balance. So at first blush, it's like, oh, okay, Pyramid of Balance, all right, let's keep going. I'm going to dive into it with you, and I'm going to kind of let you live out what I was experiencing as I opened this chapter. So it's got this picture of a pyramid, and it says, imagine a square-based pyramid with the pinnacle, the capstone of the pyramid, as a symbol of the height of consciousness to which you can evolve, like the one shown below. And it has just a regular sort of 3D sketched pyramid. Notice that the four corners at the base support the pinnacle. Each of these corners represents an aspect crucial to achieving a balanced, higher state of awareness. I was already on board with this, and you want to know why? Because, gosh, it was like a year and a half ago, maybe, I was really feeling drawn to recommend that we needed to have a grounded approach to ascension. We needed to be firmly rooted into our real 3D life, or at least our humanness, as well as all this spiritual woo-woo stuff. And many of you have heard me say over and over again, I don't think I would be where I was today if I didn't have that balance that's pretty much I can blame my family for. I can credit them. I'm not blaming them. I am crediting them. I have a very large family. I cannot have my head up in the clouds, up in the stars all the time. I gotta be doing laundry. We do dinners. We do soccer games. We do basketball games. We do band concerts. My older kids are in school and they've got their relationships and we're doing heart-to-heart talks about it. And, you know, all of the other kind of bumps along the way that happen when you have families and you're trying to communicate. So yeah, I stay super grounded and I was like, yes, I love this. I love this. I love that the Hathors are bringing this through. So then they say, in our understanding and experience, it is crucial that your foundation be secure and that the four-cornered base be stable. Yes, 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 yes. The four points or aspects of this stability are the cornerstones of your existence here. These four cornerstones are, number one, your relationship to your physical body, as well as your other subtle bodies, including your ka. Number two, your relationship with yourself and others. Number three, your relationship to the service which you give to the universe, to the world, and to your community, which often takes the form of a career, though not always or exclusively. Are you seeing the pattern here? Number four, your conscious relationship with the sacred elements that make up the world in which you live. These sacred elements are earth, fire, water, and air, space. Yeah, I'm sure you're like, oh, now we see the multiple confirmations that JJ received and validation. Thank you so much, Hathors, but also for Spirit for bringing me the book before. Well, technically, I got the book before I channeled the information about March's themes, but I didn't read this chapter until after. And it's really nice when they do that. It's kind of like sometimes I'll go into a session with somebody, and I always go with Spirit regarding what background information they give me. Okay. I don't always have like a set way of being like, okay, tell me everything, tell me this, tell me that. Or I don't always say, tell me nothing. I just kind of find a happy medium, whatever I'm guided to do. Sometimes, and most of the time, they say something about their spiritual journey, like beings they're connected with and all these things. But what's been so funny lately is, in spite of the fact that they've shared some stuff with me, they can't share everything with me. We don't have time. So I drop in, we do whatever journey it is I'm taking them on, I bring through the information. And a lot of times my style, when I do my activations, you are in a meditative state. You are fully receiving in real time. And you're kind of deep, 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 deep. So you're not like talking with me. We're not conversing. And I actually have people mute and turn off their camera just so they can fully receive and not even worry about, you know, being on the Zoom. At the very end, we pop back on though, and we sort of debrief. And what's been happening lately is people will be like, oh my goodness, so many confirmations. They're like, I didn't tell you this and this and this, but you talked about it. You said this and this and this and this. And I'm like, well, you can thank your higher self for that. And also the fact that you were open to, you know, me tuning into it. But it's the same thing that happened with this Hathor material. It's like a spirit was like, oh, look, we didn't tell you beforehand, but here you go. Here's the confirmation on what you're doing. So that being said, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this relationship thing. Some of you might know already, this weekend I'm really excited because I have what I decided to call, actually last month I was going to do the same thing and it fell on Super Bowl. I was like, that is a bad idea. And last month I had called it this couples, like a couples activation. But I kind of was getting this ping and I was getting this information from spirit and it was like, you need to include individuals, not just couples, because this ascension journey and the sacred union process isn't just for couples. Also, people are still needing to know how to navigate all this because they're calling in their divine counterparts and they're going to come in soon because we already told you that March is about relationships and about calling in and manifesting those relationships. So what I ended up calling this was sacred union and relationship activation. I called it this before I read this whole thing in the Hathor material. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the four pillars, these four kinds of relationships. One of them involves, you know, another person. It could be a romantic relationship. It could be any other kind. So actually, this is an in-person event in Los Angeles, but also it's going to involve a virtual component. So you can sign up no matter where you are. If you sign up, you'll also receive the playback. And I am doing this, actually conducting this whole thing and hosting this with my partner, Michael. Some of you might have heard me talk about him before. We're doing it together because I very much felt that it needed to be a partner thing with us. Not only that, and just to give you a little tease or a little sneak preview, I have put together the following weekend, so March 17th, a fully virtual event. It's kind of piggybacking on the first one. It's a conscious relationships panel, and we will be having people talk about how to navigate conscious relationships. So yes, 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 all of March is about these relationships. Let's dive a little deeper into these four pillars. However, I'm going to start with the fourth one. I'm going to go backwards. And one of the reasons I'm going to start with the fourth one is because very fresh in my mind is our February 21st planetary gridwork gathering. Now, these are gatherings you will have access to. If you join our community, you will have all the playbacks. And this one was so powerful. Usually one or two days before the gathering, I typically tune in and see what wants to come through with regards to the grid work we're carrying out. And this particular time, I felt very connected to trace minerals. One of our grid workers, her name is Clay, and her name comes from the idea of clay, the clay. And she actually had a whole business with clay, a special clay. Clay is a very important carrier of these trace minerals. And I felt this whole sort of download about infusing Gaia infusing Gaia with the trace minerals, or at least like rejuvenating her veins. It was like I saw veins of the trace minerals in her. And then, oh my gosh, when I started the gathering, I was a little bit nervous. And I even said to the group, I was like, I feel like I don't know what we're going to do. Like I know some of the basics, but I get imposter syndrome. Well, I opened my mouth to drop us in and this whole energy comes in. And do you know who the energy was? Literally the collective of trace minerals. I've never channeled dirt before. I've never channeled an element before like that. And where it says your conscious relationship with the sacred elements that make up the world in which you live, bing, that's exactly what we were doing. I cannot go into the detail about that experience, but it was so powerful. Those elements spoke through me and helped us tune into not only the elements of Gaia, but the elements within our body that are so connected to Gaia. Then we went on this whole gridwork journey where we carried the elements all over the planet, and then we activated like the peaks of mountaintops and pyramids, and we connected them together to form this like element, trace element grid thing that was a precursor to more grids that we're creating. I mean, the level of the depth we go into and the heights to which we are taken are so incredible. In fact, I actually am offering at the end of the month a next level grid worker training, and it's called Nexus. Nexus is the name that came through. Nexus grid worker training. And it is like advanced grid worker training. So for those of you who feel like you're pretty much a grid worker and you want more, I'm telling you, when I do these courses, I'm channeling the whole time. The whole course is channeled. And I step out of the way and I'm like, all right, you experts, you guides, like, come on in. And so we're going to be receiving some powerful downloads. This is only a course available to my Starseed Gridwork community. So if you've not joined us, what are you waiting for? You're going to build your relationships with things like dirt and clay and trace elements, trace minerals. Like this says right here, you're going to be balanced. You're going to be balanced. So I encourage you to connect with the sacred elements, to build your relationship with those. All right. Going backwards again, this one is pretty, I feel like this is common to people. This is a big thing on people's mind. Your relationship to the service you give to the universe, which a lot of times is our career. And I tell people all the time, and I've said this over and over again, I'm feeling more people that have transitioned like from corporate over to being light workers. There's this kind of other migration now that the light workers have gotten their training. They're going to slide back into more, I don't want to say 3D, but less obvious ways of doing light work, like energy healing sessions. Like they're going to be producing and creating products or content, movies, music. They're going to be creating services. And this is all part of what came through about a month ago regarding the fact that these corporations, these government organizations, these like even nonprofits, companies, manufacturers, they're all going to need somebody who's vibrating at 5D in order to keep up with Gaia and the collective and what we want and the demand. People are going to demand higher frequency things, products, services. And so your career might have taken you out of that and into light work. And you might feel once again connecting back in some way, shape, or form. It may not look just like it did when you worked in corporate or in, you know, education or whatever it was you did. But there's one friend in particular that I'm thinking of right now who's in filmmaking, and she did filmmaking and then she swung into her total spiritual journey, and she's like receiving all of that. And then she's like, I think I'm going back into filmmaking, but like with this different frequency. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. That is exactly what is happening to so many people. So again, that is your relationship to the service you give to the universe. Now, if you are visual and you need to read this, this is chapter 5 of the Hathor material. Do not forget that. The next relationship, that is one of the four pillars spoken of by the Hathors, is your relationship with yourself and others. Now, that for me is a standout topic for this month of March. And I've talked about it. And I don't think it's just romantic relationships, and it's not just about, you know, because obviously yourself and others, it's any kind of relationship. It's very interesting, and I actually want to read a piece of this because it's funny. It's really, really funny. Let me tell you what they say. Regarding your relationships with other people, you might like to know that in the ancient mystery schools of Egypt, especially the ancient mystery schools of Hathor is how they say it, the goddess, one was not usually admitted to these schools until one had passed through a certain period of life experience when people presented themselves for entrance into the school. Everything was looked at, including their relationships, for if human relationships were not established in a certain positive way, those relationships became an impediment and the initiate would actually fall back down into lower energy states and frequencies. Today on Earth, some people believe that relationships are superfluous, that they are not really needed, and that positive interaction and relationships with other humans can be bypassed. Interaction and relationships with other humans can be bypassed. I just want to repeat that and see how that resonates. From our understanding, this belief is in error. What is required is to relate to other humans in a clear, honest fashion. And it is important for you to be truthful about your experience and forthcoming about your needs and desires. As your consciousness expresses itself through relationships, you are given a powerful mirror that reflects back to you your own unresolved issues. It is easy to delude yourself into believing that you have attained a certain level of awareness and compassion when you do not interact with other humans. But as soon as you choose to interact, if you are honest and clearly aware, those places in yourself that are not loving and not compassionate will come clearly into your awareness. Why? The other person or persons will rub you the wrong way, so relating to others can create friction and considerable discomfort, even pain. And then they go on to say that this causes a big imbalance, but that we can create more balance by just saying we need to be more direct, more honest, and more truthful with ourselves about our needs and desires, and then learn how to communicate these more clearly to others. And they say, you know, like, people have been talking about this forever. All of the ascended masters and teachers on Earth spoke about relationships. You know, think about Jesus at the most basic, or Buddha. I don't know if this hits home for any of you. I work with a lot of people, and I really honor you if this is a little bit of a trigger. It has been for me. I don't always talk about my journey with, and specifically with my partner, who I have actually been together with for a long, long time, over 20 years. And wow, I mean, it feels like 20 lifetimes because of the way we've honestly gone separated a little bit energetically, and then we come back together. And then there's a separation, like we're like, whoa, we are not on the same wavelength, and then we come back together. We've had to learn experientially, and I know that part of the reason that we've been experiencing what we've been experiencing, in particular in the last 5 years when there's been the most intense period of awakening for us, I know it's so we can relate to people in a very grounded way. And by no means are we saints, right? We have both seen our shadows in each other. We've both been almost forced to dive into that. And here we are, I feel like we're kind of on the other side in a certain way. It's a next level rebirth of our relationship. So I want to let you know, first of all, there's hope, because there were times, and I know all of you have experienced that, and some of you have felt the need to release relationships, which I also honor. But there's a rebirthing of relationships in general on Gaia this time period. I wouldn't say this month only. It's coming forward for the next few months. So maybe some of you are releasing relationships and stepping into something new. Maybe some of you are both in a partnership already, and you've both kind of hit this point where you have rebirthed. You're like two little new little babies. That's why I'm having the conscious relationships panel. There's so many awesome topics that I feel coming through for that, like how to stay grounded, right? How to stay grounded, how to navigate when the two people experience awakening at a different rate. That's like one of the most common ones. Big one. How to come into harmony with regards to what your expressions of intimacy are. If it's a romantic relationship we're talking about. But this can apply to other relationships. This can apply to family relationships, relationships with your children, coworkers. There's all kinds of ways that this can apply. And this information, I feel, is just needing to be sent out into the collective, sent out into the airwaves, as it were. And for those of you who also work with relationships, because I'm sure there's people listening to this who have a connection to that. Maybe you are a therapist, a traditional therapist. Maybe you are an energy healer who works with that. Maybe you do activations like I do. So this is something coming into the field that we need to remember, and it's all about rebirthing into the 5D frequencies when it comes to relationships. And like I said, I don't know how it could have happened so incredibly aligned. I mean, I do kind of know, but that's what the world we live in now. But the fact that these four pillars to this pyramid in the Hathor material match up with the idea of relationships is not by chance. So again, my invitation to you on a broader level and a broader scale is to take a look at each of these. And I have something coming up soon. It's kind of like a challenge, like a little challenge, a little experience, a little journey. I haven't done one of those for a while. The last one I did was Meet Your Spirit Guides. So be on the lookout for that. And it's all about these four pillars. It's all about these four pillars just because I feel like it would really serve people. Now, that being said, I would like to remind you that our Star Mother's Circle of Wisdom course is coming up this month as well. That starts on March 17th. You can check out the link below if you'd like to join us. Last year's Star Mother's Circle of Wisdom course was beyond amazing. And so much new information came through. You cannot read this anywhere yet. Like, we are creating it as we go. We are pulling it down from the Akashic Records and from the Star Mothers themselves. This information that will really serve us. You can, again, check out the link below. Join us for the Star Mothers course. It is a longer length offering that's really fun. I also have some one-on-one offerings. And if you want more information about those, and I do kind of change my themes each month. This month, I felt drawn to relate my one-on-one sessions to these four pillars. And so what you're going to notice is it is an activation one-on-one session, but I want you to choose one of the four pillars that you would like us to activate your relationship with. And really go deep into that, because I feel like everybody probably has at least one that they feel might be a little shaky. So it's going to be such an incredible experience to help you find that balance by stabilizing one of the legs that might not be super stable. In addition to that, anybody who attends either of our sacred union and relationship activation or our conscious relationships panel, our conscious relationships workshop, we'll have the opportunity to book a one-on-one session with myself and my partner. I have never done this before, but Spirit's like, this is it. And so my partner and I are offering a very limited number of sessions. This can be for an individual or a partnership, either one. And again, all the info, as usual, is in the links below. My friends, wow, what a time we are in. Take a deep breath. This is like all the other podcasts I've been doing where so much information is coming through. Take a deep breath. And then I'm just going to bring in your inner child really quickly too. Just bring your inner child in, because I feel like we need everything is fine. Everything is fun. Everything is fine and everything is fun. Don't take it so seriously. Oh yeah, okay. You've got this. Anchoring in what you need, releasing what you do not, taking a nice deep breath. And I'm sending you so much love. Can you feel it? I'm sending you so much love. And I'm reminding you like I always do, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I am you, and you are me, and we are we. Until next time, my friends.